Chapter 2. Becoming Bernie. In the late spring of 1962, a 24-year-old Wall Street trader named Bernard Lawrence Madoff was facing almost total ruin. Madoff started his own brokerage business while he was still a senior at Hofstra University in the winter of 1959-60, just as the stock market was about to embark on a wild decade that would be immortalized later as the go-go years. The era was overheated, volatile, and peopled with characters who belonged in a Marx Brothers movie. And no corner of Wall Street was wilder or riskier in those days than the one where young Bernie Madoff had put out his shingle, the over-the-counter OTC stock market. The enormous, decentralized, and weakly regulated OTC market of the 1960s may be hard for modern investors to imagine. The New York Stock Exchange, known as the Big Board, had long been dominated by Main Street, or, more accurately, by the people who owned and ran Main Street. Few pension funds or endowments owned common stocks, so a large majority of the Big Board's daily orders were from individual investors, people wealthy enough to feel comfortable in the market despite its turbulent history. They were cosseted by their family stockbrokers. Taking the long view for their children's trust funds, they bought shares in railroads, utilities, automakers, steel companies, the blue chips they knew and understood, and, in some cases, managed or had founded. Each day they could check the prices of their shares in the evening newspapers. In the years after World War II, however, new companies pursuing new technologies were cropping up everywhere, almost overnight. At the same time, family-dominated companies with few public shareholders needed to raise capital to grow. The shares of these unseasoned or thinly traded companies, some of them destined to become household names, such as Anheuser-Busch, Barnes-Hind, Cannon Mills, Tampax, Kaiser Steel, and H.B. Fuller, did not meet the requirements for listing on the prestigious New York Stock Exchange or its smaller sister exchanges around the country. But that didn't mean their shares...